Shusha Mashkiach and Rosh Yeshiva, all the Chavarim. The same Maisi from the Avni Nezer. It's a funny story. The same Maisi from Avni Nezer, that in Sochetshav, there was a Yid that he began to drink already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. There are some nuskas that they say that from Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph he began to drink. The Avinezer didn't go for a shtick, as you know. And this Yid is already like shtick, you know, from the beginning of the month. And Avinezer asked him, went over and Avinezer asked him, what are you drinking? It's not Chapurim. What are you? It's the Mishnichnas Adar over here. So the Yid said to the Avinezer, he says, look, Rabbi, it says in the Megillah that Haman wanted to kill every single Jew. B'chal Medinas Malchusa, in all the Medinas of Achashverosh, that's a very, very big job. And he said he's going to do it, he's going to be Nar, Hatzak, and Taf, and Noshim, Yom Echad, in one day. But you and I know that it's impossible to kill so many Jews in one day. I made a chesed, it would take at least a month, maybe 2 months. That's what this Amara says. But the Torah says the reason that Achashverosh said he'll do it all in one day, and Haman they want to do it in one day, is that Jews shouldn't be able to enjoy to drink the entire month. But why do I have to pass like Achashverosh and Haman? I know that at least it would have taken a month, so therefore I begin to drink on Rosh Chodesh. Zviz HaMagdim. The Avinezer used to praise this very, very much, what this Amarik said. But he said something very great. The Ur, the light of Vinaha Foichu, begins at the beginning of the month. And one of the most remarkable Vinaha Foichus is in this week's parasha. And that's what I want to talk about. But we see in Parashas Truma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzavu through Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Aron and the Kalim, and then after the Aron and the Kalim to put up the Mishkan. V'asu Aron is the first thing, V'asisa Shulchan, and then only afterwards Res HaMishkan Taz. Afterwards is the Mishkan. That's the Seder HaDvar. Aron, Kalim, Mishkan. But everybody knows that in Parashas Kisisa is Vinaha Foichu, right? In Parashas Kisisa it's the opposite, Vinaha Foichu. There the Seder is Es Oyel Moed. There the Seder is first the Mishkan, the Binyan, the Mishkan, and Ves HaOren Leidus Ves HaKaparis Asher Olov. Then is the Oren. And then at the end, there's Kol Klei HaOil. And only afterwards, the Kalim. So the Seder of Parshas Truma is Oren, Kalim, and Mishkan. And the Seder of Parshas Kisisa is Mishkan, Oren, and Kalim. Chazal in the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Nun Hey. I'm just reviewing what everybody here knows. Chazal Ramagala, that this, in fact, is a machloikis between who? Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's a machloikis Bezalel and Moshe. The Gemara says, B'shosh omelet is baruch ala Moshe, laich emeloi le Bezalel, aseli mishkan oren v'kelem. Holach Moshe v'hofach, v'omeloi asei oren v'kelem mishkan. Amalai, so Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, min hagel shel oylem adam boina bayis, the minig of the world, what makes sense, the minig of the world is, adam boina bayis, you first have to have a place, a bias, the structure, a mishkan that comes first, adam b'ina bias, v'chakach machnis l'soichai kelim, and afterwards you put in the furniture. Afterwards you furnish the place. You put in what you need. So Bezalel asks Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata oyma asei li aron v'kelim u'mishkan, and you're making even a hafichu. And you're telling me that what? That first I should make, I should make the Aron and then the Kelim, and only afterwards to make a building, a Mishkan. Kelim shani oisel lahechan achnisa. The Kelim that I'm instructed to make, where do you want me to put them? In the garage? It doesn't say that. Where do you want me? What do you want me to do with them? In all due respect, Shemakach, maybe the Rishon told you that the Seder is Mishkan, Aron, the Kelim. First the Mishkan, then the Aron, and then the Kelim. This is a Pella. Because in Parshas Truma, it's Mefurish, it's clear, in Parshas Truma, the Moshe Rabbeinu is simply giving over to Bezalel the Seder that Hashem Yisbarach told him, told Moshe Rabbeinu. Aron, Kelim, and Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was giving that over in Parshas Truma to Bezalel. In other words, it's not just a matter of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Seder, and then in Kisisa, it's the world of Bezalel and it's the Nahafir who takes place. It's the opposite. And the Maaseh, to make matters more complicated, the Gemara says in Soitan that Mam Dalit, that the Halacha is like Bezalel. The Halacha is like Bezalel. And the Seder there in the Gemara of how life works, not just the building of the Mishkan, but how life works. The Seder is Tanur ben Asher Nota, Asher Lokach, Asher Oras, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyivna Odom Bayis. The Torah through the Pesukim is teaching us Derech Eretz, a normal way of life. That the normal way of life is Derech Eretz, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyivna Odom Bayis. That you first build a home, you build a home, you buy a home, you have a house, sheivna adam bayis, v'yita kerem, a panasa, a vineyard, v'chakach yisa yisha, and then you fill the home with the family, with a wife and with children, and with everything else that you need in the home. Limda Torah derech eretz. Also the Gemara Ksubas and Samach Zayin, the other Gemara tells us, Yosem Shabo Lisa, if we're helping out, which we must do, to help out Yosem, an orphan, who's getting married. So the Gemara says, the Seder is very clear. Seichrin Leibayis, first you find a home to rent for the Yosem. He needs a house. He needs a Mishkan. That's first. Seichrin Leibayis. And you have a bed and all the other things that he needs for the house, the furniture. And then you arrange for the chasana. Then the chasana takes place. The Rambam Lahalacha is in the fifth parak of Hilchos Deis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes a very strong lashon. Derech Balei Deya. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. It's the way of Balei Deya, of people who have das. It's the way of Balei Deya. I don't know what to translate that. It's the way of rational, intelligent human beings. Derech Balei Deya. Sheyikru le'odam melach ha'mefaneses ois hatchila. That a person should first find a profession, a type of work that will provide him with a parnasa, v'chakach yitne beis dira, and to then be able to have an apartment, a place to live, v'chakach yisa yisa, and then you get married. then he goes on afterwards and says, listen how strong, Aval HaTikshin. The Rambam says the Tikshin, the fools. Aval HaTikshin. Maschilin Lisa Isha. First they get married. HaTikshin Maschilin Lisa Isha. V'charkach, and afterwards in Timsa Yoda Yikna Bayis. So he's already married. And afterwards, in Timsi Yodo, if things work out, then he'll find a house, to be able to get a house. To look for some sort of a profession. Well, he's planning this man has stalker. He's going to end up collecting, having to collect tzedakah. So the Rambam is telling us, very clearly, that the halacha is like Bezalel, which the Medrash itself concludes in such a way. And Moshe Rabbeinu commends Bezalel for being mechazik this inyan of Mishkan, Aron Kalim. You first have to have the structure, the building, you first have to have the Kalim, the Parnasa, and so on. And then you're able to fill that world with Taichen, with the family and with the children and so on, with the Shechina HaKadosha, the Mishkan. This approach of Bezalel is very, very real and very practical, and it makes a lot of sense. And as the Rambam says, is the way of the Baal Hideya, is Limdeter Derech Eretz. This is Derech Eretz. It's the Mahalach of this world. That with everything in life, one first needs to create, to have a Mizgeres, the framework. To create first the framework, the Mizgeres, the Emtsoin, the means. And only after one creates that Mizgeres, is he able to fill that misgeres with the tachlis, with the or, with the objective of what it is that he's seeking in life. But there needs first to be a misgeres, a framework into which everything can then be poured. Everything can be built. It has to be in that place, in that world. Therefore the Seder Bezalel is the halacha. First is a mishkan. And after that, there's the Aron and the Kalim. First, a parnasa and a home, and only afterwards to build a family, to bring into the house that you've built. Kach linda tayda acharitz. So the question is, very, very obvious, what's the svar of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not just that it's the svar of the Moshe Rabbeinu, like it's not just the svar of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Pasuk Shmos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words in that order, in the order of the opposite order, the v'nahafechu of Aron, Kalim, and Mishkan. It's not just Moshe Rabbeinu had a svar. The Baruch Yisrael was megala this svar through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, if you go back to the beginning, because you understand the Holy Nidah Mishkan is returning in some way to what happened by Maaseh Bereishis. So if you go back to the beginning, by Bris Olam, we also see there the Shita of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shita of Bezalel. When you look in the first parak of Bereishis, the first description of Maaseh Bereishis is the Bari Olam is preparing the world for the Marishan. The Bari Olam is building a Mishkan, a world, a Mizgeres, into which he's going to pour that barrier, that creation that's called Adam. And Adam and Chava are the Mashmos, the Toichen of creation. So in the first description of Maaseh Bereishis, the Baruch Hashem is building the Mishkan, is building the world to prepare the world for the purpose of creation, which is Adam. And then only at the end of Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem brings Adam into the world. So this is the sheet of the follow. Kaidin is a Mishkan. Kodem there's the Mesgeres of the world, the creation of the world, the Mishkan and the Kelim, and then afterwards you bring in the Mishpach, you bring in the other. The Tachlis, the Or, is Mesgala B'Sarif, at the end. But when you look in the second Perek of Bereishis, and the description there, there Adam is the beginning. And everything unfolds from Adam. The sheet of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Psalm of Lublin in his Kuntas is Maimer on Shabbos. Speaks of two types of Shabbos. There's the Shabbos of Bereishis, where there were 6 days, and then there was Shabbos. And there was Shabbos of Adam Arishon, he calls Shabbos of Adam Arishon. There was the Shabbos of Adam Arishon, where Adam Arishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and things begin with Shabbos. So there's Shabbos which is the end, and the Shabbos which is at the beginning. Shabbos of Bereishis, where first there's the whole 6 days of the week, all of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and then, in other words, the Mishkan, so to speak, the world, creation, the Mesgeres, and then the Shabbos. But then we have a different Shabbos, and the Kohen talks about these two types of Shabbos. Because we live these Shabbos. The Shabbos of Adam Arishon was at the beginning of his existence. He woke up to a world that was Atat Shabbos, was Erev Shabbos. That's how Adam Arishon woke up, came into being with Shabbos. So the truth is, Machlokes, there are two perspectives, there are two ways of looking at everything in life. There are two ways. And this comes back to everything that we do. One we could call the idealistic way of looking at things. In the sugya that we're learning today, we see this as Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Hashem. We see this in the beginning of Parshas Truma. And then we have a second perspective, a second way of looking at life, which is Bezalel, which is the realistic way and the practical way of looking at life. In other words, Hashem is Baruch reveals in Parshas Truma the idealism of a Jew who has a dream, a vision, a she'ifa, a longing to be a Jew that's kolotar kula, that's shas bavli Yerushalmi, tikkun hamidus, shmiras ha-mitzvos, shmiras ha-inayim, shmiras ha-loshon, who's filled with a tremendous or, who's filled at the beginning with a cheshek, a longing to be great. The ideal, the or, to begin, he begins with the Aaron. He begins with the Kalim. He begins in a place of Toichen, of meaning, of Pnimius, of Cheshik, of Rots. And because of that fire that's burning in him at the beginning, he has something to live for, something that he longs to see. And from that aura that he has, of that Shabbos of Adam Arishon, it gives him the kaisis to pick himself up and then to bring slowly but surely through that to slowly build the Mishkan in his life. There are Jews that they have to begin with the Aron. They have to begin with the Aron, with the Kalim. They have to begin with that Aura. And sof kol sof, through that they're able to raise and to repair and to bring about the reality of the Mishkan, of their lives. That's the Inyan that's Mizgala by Moshe Rabbeinu Pi Hashem at the beginning of Parashas Truma. So Hashem Yisroch wants us to have such she'ifas, such longings for greatness from the very beginning. The Inyan of Betzalel, the Shita of Betzalel, the reality is that in life, if a person does not get to work on a practical misgeres, if he doesn't begin to build the miskon to house the or in the kalim, then it's very, very likely that there's not going to be any kiyum for that ahava, for that light, for that emotion, for that feeling, for that ideal. So according to this way of understanding the sugya, there's a certain mabat pnimi, a pnimistic way of looking at life, at reality, through the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, at the beginning of Parashas Truma. Oren and Kalim, the Or, the pnimis. And if a person is excited, the person's Avodas Hashem is filled with life, even though he's not holding by this yet, but he's excited, he wants to accomplish, he feels a closeness to the Bari Olam, he feels the Oren and the Kalim in his life, through that he'll persevere and he'll build a strong, solid Mishkan. As we're getting closer to Mashiach, in these days of Ikvus of the Mashiach, so we see that the whole way of doing things is the way of, not the whole way, but we see a lot more of the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Parshas Truma than we see Betzalel, whereas it used to be considered something which is very strange or odd, that a person should get married and then worry about building a house and learning and supporting and so on. We see much more in our days before Mashiach comes, such a mahalach. Parents are worried about these things, understandably. And the parents are saying, what are you doing? You have to first have a panos, you have to have a mishkan, and then you bring your wife into the mishkan. You bring your wife into the house. That's a preparation Rambam. And the new generation is saying, "Nay, there's a feeling that I have now, my learning is going great, there's an or, there's a mesikus, there's a sweetness, I'm working on myself, I want this to be, I could be something great, right now is the time, it's the Shas HaKosha, I have to make this happen. Don't worry, the Mishkan will be okay." So he wants to get married, and to begin a life, and to be filled with that sweetness, the mesikus of that relationship, of all of the aura that comes with that relationship of marriage and so on. And then through that excitement, through that hergish, the person has kaifas. He's motivated and driven to move on, to build the Mishkan. It's the same thing with Avodas Hashem. We find in our days, again, this one has to be very, very careful, but we find in our days that there are people who somebody's just barely trying to keep mitzvahs. He just starts to keep mitzvahs. And he already starts to look into things that are deeper. And he starts to be Isaac in certain hanhagis of Kedusha. He's already taking upon himself an Aron and a Kalim. He does not have a Mishkan. It's a dangerous thing to do. The Talmud says that the Mahalach of this world is the first that needs to be a Mishkan. Take it easy. There's a Mishkan. There's a Mishkan, Kalim, Aron. Finally, once, eventually you'll be able to bring the Aron. Another Sfarim say that the Inyan of the month of Adar, this is the end, the last month, and especially when you have an Ibiyah, a Shanim Uberis, a leap year, it's Mamash the Akris, it's Ikvis of the Mashiach. The month of Adar, which is the last month, Karis, before Nisan, is the first, the month of Adar corresponds to Ikvis of the Mashiach, to the end of time. So we understand that the Inyan of the month of Adar from the beginning is, the Sfarim say that Adar is a Lashon of Adarav. Adarba is Adarba. It's the opposite that one thinks. The opposite that of things that make sense. So there's an Ahafaychu in the month of Adar, which is Ikthus de Mashiach, which is the end of time, where we find a reversal of the normal Seder, of how things generally work, where first there's a Mishkan, and then a Kalim and an Ar. What about the Rambam's Taina? The Rambam says, Derech Balei Deya. It's the way of Balei Deya, that you first build the Mishkan, and then you have the Kalim and the Ar. What about being a person of Baldeya? So Teres says that when it comes to the month of Adar, when it comes to Purim, there's no Taina. If a person is not a Baldeya, fakir. The whole Indian of Purim is Adelo Yada. As the Indian of Purim, as it comes, there's come a time in history whereby, where there's an Indian of Adelo Yada, where it doesn't follow always the Mahalach of Das, of Balei Deya. Is Davke on Purim, a person who's an Adelo Yada, who's in the state of Adelo Yada, is Harezim Meshubach, Adelo Yada. Already a mile. So the Nahafechu is already a mile. And this is what we see in Sikkhus HaTzadik from the Koyin. Tzadik says, if you have a chance to not have to do the whole thing, if you look at Eish Mem Vav. It's a very famous piece in Sikkhus HaTzadik. The Tzadikim say, Komash Yerm Lecha Baas, and the Gemara in Pesach, Komash Yerm Lecha Baal Baas, they say, Chus Mitzay. Everything that the Baal Baas says, you have to listen, unless the Baal Baas tells you, get out. So you don't listen. Now you remember in Parshas Shlach, which is the Ma'apilim, that they tried to rush into Eretz Yisrael. Didn't work out. So Reb Tzadik says, it was written in Parshas Shlach, they already believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't do it, it's not going to work. You can't rush. There's a Seder. You can't rush, it's not the time. Al Ta'alu. Those Jews thought that it was Kilo, if not to go to herself, Kilo Hashem is saying, say, that he's done with us. Therefore they had this throw to Russian Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't the Seder, is of an Ahafaychu, they weren't holding by Eretz Yisrael yet. And then the Tzadik goes on to say, it wasn't the time. That in the days before Mashiach comes, there's going to come to be tremendous chutzpah. That's now. Then it will be the time to reverse the order. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. This, what you're doing right now, is not going to succeed. So if somebody says, Nirish She'etzihi, I like what you're doing. I like that you're filled with the light of the ideal. I like that you're unwilling to settle without a life for a life without Eretz Yisrael. I like that you're rushing, that you're running, that you want to do the right thing. I like that. Even though you were told not to, I like that. But v'hilo tislach. Even though you're not ready. V'hilo tislach. But eitzi, yelo shalei tislach. V'daik v'hi. The Tzadik says, shebechol mokim dorshu chazal, hi v'loy acheres. Shiei zman acheres. Shematzliach. There'll be another time when such a thing will be matzliach. V'huz manenu zeh shul ikvid Mashiach. And if Tzadik says, he like tislach was going back at that time that was not matzliach. But the inyan of the avoid of the ma'apilim will have a time where when it will be matzliach. And if Tzadik says, v'huz manenu ikvid Mashiach. Which is our days, ikvid Mashiach. Therefore, even little people like us who are just trying to find our way to begin to step one foot into Yiras Shemayim. We are already now, we're able to, the Nahafechu is, that even people like us can have big she'ifas, to be great in Yiras Shemayim, to be great in learning, to be great in Ahavas Hashem, to be great, to be Jews that have Dveikis, Namunav Hashem, and Tikkun HaMidos, and Tikkun HaBris, we can be filled with the biggest she'ifas in the world. Because the Kohen is saying v'hilo tislach then, but now such a thing can have hatzlacha. We're coming to that point in time of the other, of the adarab, of the nahafechu of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the nahafechu is telling us that now we could have hatzlacha in this, but we have to be very, very careful. Remember, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Betzalel. The halacha is like Betzalel, but we never ever are allowed to lose our feeling for that boy, for that esoyrus of the ultimate tachlis. Of the Aron, we should be zeichem as Hashem, each and every one of us, to feel this now, avoda, and to enjoy this, to begin the very Purim. I don't mean by drinking Chas V'Shalom, but to begin the Simchas Purim from the very beginning. We should be zeiche hengal to yes chamachis kereisus with glashen ramitis and maybe amen.